bicycling has seen an increase in popularity this year. When the coronavirus pandemic began, more people started buying bikes, and manufacturers are still trying to keep up with demand. The temporary shutdown of factories that make bicycles and bicycle parts added to the problem. According to a report from the market research company NPD Group, April sales of traditional bikes, parts, helmets, and other accessories increased 75% compared to the same time last year. Jeff Anderson with Queen City Cycles in Springfield says his business has been impacted by the shortage.
Usually at this time, we would be receiving large quantities of bikes to get us through the remainder of this season and into spring of next year. Currently if we are able to get any bikes from our main companies, you know, it's just a handful at a time.
And he says they're usually spoken for or sold before they hit the sales floor. They do have a few bikes at their shop, but Anderson says the inventory of entry-level bikes is low. The shortage has also impacted Queen City Cycles' repair business, but at least in part in a good way.
A lot of people are pulling their old bikes out of their sheds and their garages and having us, you know, get them back up and riding shape, it takes a lot of work for some of these old bikes, so we're definitely plenty busy with that.
But Anderson says they're having trouble getting parts like inner tubes. At A&B Cycle, Patrick Winstead says they've been able to get shipments of bicycles, but they aren't getting all that they would like to.
Right now, mountain bikes, especially mountain bikes that are in the lower price points, they're pretty hard to get right now.
Inventory is currently about half of what it would normally be, but Winstead remains positive.
I think we're having a good year, so I think it's been busy and it's definitely challenging and stressful at times, but we have a good group of people and we're just going to get through it.
Both Winstead and Anderson hope the bicycle shortage will improve over the next few months. And Anderson hopes those who have discovered cycling during the pandemic will stick with it. That, he says, would be a silver lining in a challenging time. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skaliski.